Desperate and deadly conditions remain in Syria, where well over 500,000 people are still under siege in 11 places. In one of those locations, Raqqa City, 20,000 people are trapped by ISIL extremists who are using them as human shields. Jan Egeland, special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, told journalists in Geneva that the fighters were holding out in a small area of the city.
The needs are beyond belief, and the protection concerns are acute. These people seem to be concentrated in this area, civilians, maybe 20,000, maybe more, by the so-called Islamic State fighters. I cannot think of a worse place on earth now than in these 5 neighborhoods.
Escape from Raqqa is extremely dangerous, but for those who try, there's the added danger of being hit by constant heavy shelling and coalition airstrikes, which are in support of opposition SDF forces who are surrounding the city. Jan Egeland said that the UN and its partners delivered aid last month to 260,000 people displaced by the fighting in Raqqa. But helping those left inside the city is extremely difficult, and assessing needs is hugely complicated, he said, as the UN has no communication lines with ISIL fighters. Elsewhere in Syria, 8 locations are still under siege by Government of Syria forces. 2 other places, Foa and Kafraya, are surrounded by opposition fighters. In the east, ISIL is still besieging Deir ez-Zor city, where the UN and its partners have airdropped aid more than 160 times. A total of 8 places have received humanitarian supplies once or more this year, but 3 areas have not. Most of those besieged and most of those not reached are a maximum of 90 minutes from the capital Damascus, and many are in the rural Ghouta area. On Saturday, a so-called cross-line convoy delivered aid to 2 places, Talbisa in Homs and rural Hama, reaching 80,000 people. Some medical equipment had to be taken off the aid trucks before they were allowed through, Jan Egeland said. He also regretted that aid could not be delivered to 12,000 people in Foa and Kafraya, as well as another 1,000 in Yarmouk. But he hoped that 2 areas outside Damascus, Birsa and Kabun, could be reached soon, now that permission had been granted to the UN and its partners. In the meantime, the issue of a new round of inter-Syrian talks remains on the table. After the last round of discussions in Geneva ended in July, it was announced that the next round would be sometime in September. But for the moment, UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Ezzeldin Ramzi, told reporters that nothing had been decided yet. He said that for the moment, the outcome of a recent meeting between the 3 main opposition groups in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, needed to be studied in detail.
As to the talks during next month, we continue to assess the situation. We are waiting to get a full picture as to what happened in Riyadh, and we will have further consultations with the interested parties, and on that basis, a decision will be taken as to when these talks will take place.
Ramzi referred to reports indicating that the Riyadh round had not been successful, but he maintained that it had been useful and had also provided an opportunity for participants to exchange views with the Saudi organisers, who aim to hold a further conference in October. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.